This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute. This is Sarah Wilson, and today we're going to talk about socializing young puppies 1, 2, 3. Now, number one is safety. This is a big concern, and people are still being told not to take their puppies out until all the shots are done. This is old advice. If you Google AVMA, which stands for the American Veterinary Medical Association, AVMA, socialization puppies, up will come their document from 2008 about how important it is to socialize young puppies. Keeping puppies in until all their shots are done is a little like keeping your child inside and never letting them meet anybody until all of their shots are completed. That nobody would do. But safety is a concern. So I take puppies out to shopping malls, stores. I'll take them to friends' houses who have vaccinated dogs who have been in the home for over a month or who don't have dogs, but they will go everywhere with me. I won't take them to parks, animal shelters, pet supply stores, because I've seen people take dogs straight out of the shelter and be walking around a pet supply store. So steer clear of that. Feel free to carry your dog if that's possible, and if they're big and you have a car, drive different places and just sit in the car and let your puppy watch the world go by. This is critical. They are developing so quickly. They go basically from birth to adolescence in a single year. Can you imagine what a child would be like if they had lived inside? No TV, no books, no idea of what the outside world was like? You'd be brought up on charges for doing that to a child. Don't do it to your puppy. Number two is set the tone. Your puppy doesn't know what to think of this big world out there. So if you see your puppy being hesitant or questioning, be happy, relaxed, confident. Your puppy will look to you for guidance. It's very important that you act the way you want your puppy to act. If you act concerned or frightened, your puppy is likely to become concerned or frightened right with you. And that's not what anybody wants. Now, number three, keep it up. Because your puppy is developing so quickly, even allowing a week to go by can be a detriment to your new friend. I like to get them out every other day or every 2 days while they're under 6 months old. And that can be a quick run if you're going down to the supermarket to pick something up, and if it's safe, weather-wise, take your pup with you. Walk them around the parking lot for 5 minutes, pop them into the crate, go do your quick shopping, and then head home. Bring a member of the family or a friend with you to meet you so they can babysit the puppy while you go and do what you need to do, or vice versa. But keep it up. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It just has to be happening regularly. There are the tips for socializing young puppies 1, 2, 3. Focus on safety, set the tone, and keep it up. That way, your new friend will get the very best start possible. If you have any questions at all, please stop by mysmartpuppy.com and ask at our forums. We are there to help. And thanks for your tolerance with my cold this week. It should be gone by next week, but I didn't want to miss a chance to talk to you all. Have a great week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.